The recent events in Ferguson, Missouri have inflamed racial tensions throughout the nation. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Charlton McIlwain, associate professor of media, culture, and communication at New York University, profiles the journalistic framing of related stories.
For some observers, the news media arrived late to the scene to cover Michael Brown's shooting in Ferguson, Missouri. But how did news outlets and popular blogs cover the Ferguson events once they did choose to cover the story? I recently asked that question and analyzed introductory text for more than 2,000 stories written from August 9th, the day of the shooting, through August 22nd. Past research demonstrates the news media's tendency to either ignore race or cover it in simplistic ways, and so I asked, what proportion of an outlet's Ferguson coverage was framed in racial terms, using words like black, white, African-American, race, racism, or discrimination? The answer is relatively very little. From top news media outlets to liberal and conservative blogs, on average, race-related terms made up only 8% of top keywords and phrases used in their introductory text. And relative to non-racial terms, race-related language ranked low in terms of relevance. Nevertheless, some interesting distinctions exist. The UK's Daily Mail and the Huffington Post used the highest proportion of race words, but CNN was more acutely racially framed in their above-average proportion and relevance of race language. Liberal-leaning blogs most significantly framed Ferguson in racial terms, and despite the association of mainstream news outlets with liberal bias, these outlets mirrored conservative blogs in terms of the proportion of race words used. I also asked, how did news media specifically frame Michael Brown? The results counter the overwhelming research evidence demonstrating the news media's tendency to report on blacks in negatively stereotyped ways. But all categories of news outlets described Michael Brown not as African-American or as criminal, but as a teenager. This represents Brown somewhat sympathetically as someone who, because of his youth, was vulnerable and did not deserve to die.
That was Charlton McIlwain of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.